We're learning Masechta Zivamis Daf Chavches Amud Beis, and we're starting the last line of Chavches Amud Aleph. Do you remember the first Mishnah in the Perek has different halachas, and the third halacha of the Mishnah is that Issa Mitzvah of Issa Kedusha Chelatzah Shloim Mishav Emes, which means that if one of the sisters is an Issa Mitzvah, so that will not help be matter the other sister. If one sister is a erva, so then the other sister mutter because not chayes zukasa. But if it's only issa mitzvah, issa kedusha, it's only issa derabanan, there will not help. It'll still be called a chayes zukasa. That's the halacha in our mishnah. And the kash again here is this is the first mishnah in Perek Beis again. Hanami tani nefrek the gemara. Issa mitzvah, issa kedusha, chalatz lo issa avemes. It's a mishnah really that there it talks about stam issa mitzvah, but it says issa mitzvah. The halacha is that. It's a mitzvah. It's chalatz lo issa avemes. It's only issa derabana. That wasn't talking about sisters there, but you see already. It's a mitzvah. It's a kedusha. Doesn't puck out any chalitza yibum. So the Gemara, no, there it's different. Hashem issa mitzvah luchuda. Hacha issa mitzvah va'achaisa. Here it was an issa mitzvah, and it was a sister of someone else who fell to you to yibum. Sagadat chamina. You would think leikum issa mitzvah, but mokum issa erva. V'tis yavin. Maybe. Issa mitzvah, b'mokim issa erva, v'tis yavim. Maybe you'll say that issa mitzvah will be like issa erva. And therefore you should be able to do yibum to the sister. It's not called chayes zukasa. Why? Because one sister is an issa mitzvah, issa erva. Kamash v'lo, no. Right? The Gemara is a having like that? V'tis yavim? V'tis yavim? Given the meraisa, Ram, you can make a part of chayes zukasa. What's the havamina? It's meraisa, there is yibum to a Isser Shniyais, which is mitzvah, Issa Lav, which is Issa Kedusha. So what are you telling me that, we have me the mutter and the sister, it's a real achayis zukasa v'deraisa. And for the Gemara, Saka, that chamina, mishum mitzvah of a drabanon, kamash, no. To have me to be like this, that since the Chazal want in Mekai Mitzvah Yibum, they relax the Isser achayis zukasa, which is drabanon, b'mokoyim, that is the Isser drabanon of Issa Mitzvah. And if you want to explain it, Rashi doesn't say it's mamish, but he explains it like this, very simple. Midra raisa, you anyway muster in the sister, because no dinachai sukkosa midra raisa. Midra bonon, the other ones are erva. So sai midra raisa, midra bonon, it should be muster in the sister, because midra raisa, no sting is chai sukkosa, and midra bonon, this other woman is also to you as it's a mitzvah, and it's midra bonon. Therefore, maybe the rabbanon would say it's muster in this case, kamash alone, it's aser. There's no heta in the sister of a chai sukkosa. Good? Zog the Gemara weiter. Another case I missed. Next case I missed is Hoysa achas mehem asura ze is erva vashnio asura ze is erva. Really, a very similar case to the Reisha case. But here, both brothers, one of them was is erva on this one, one was is erva on this one. So this was mutter and zev zev mutter zev because neither one is a chayzu kasa. That's the case. Right? The Gemara. That's the Reisha already. Hasu lomali haynu hach. The same case. Malu v'chad malu v'trei. What's this one brother? What's even two brothers? Tomorrow tzricha. This is a tzricha. So, the yeshvin hasam b'shem de kashen de muchach. Avahocha the lek kashen de kamuchach emeloi. Based on the first case, there we're not going to completely destroy the halacha of a chayes zukasa because you see the other brother Yehuda, he can't do yibum. Why? Because the chayes zukasa. So even allowing Levi to yibum because one of them is erva, but we still see the chayes zukasa. Mashekin here, where both of them are doing yibum, we're not going to make the cheshbon of erva. We'll say, oh, a chayes zukasa is mutter. K'mashlon still mutter after each erva. V'yashvinan, say the second case. V'yashvinan hacha, adarabah tevayu muchi adadi. Here it's better, because you see, you're telling each guy you have to marry her, and you have to marry her. So the muchi adadi, that there's something going on here, something is ever going on here. Muchi adadi. Ava'idach, maybe the case in the Reisha, where it's not muchi adadi, you're saying, punkti, marry this person. Loy, that maybe you'll think there's no such thing as chuzukasai, tricha. That's why you need both cases. What?
Oh, here we say
punk
over there, we say we force you to marry that one.
Where? Which case? The case of both ervas?
What do we happen to like marry the one like better, even though the erva is not.
You could have said that. You could have said.
I think better the first case
is anyway,
according to
the Teretz. Well, who? The last Teretz?
Yeah.
We're saying, if just had a second case, we would say there, since they can't marry who they want, they each have to marry exactly that person, so it's clear that's not a regular
hetach as a gosai.
The other case.
Also, we can't marry who we want.
What?
They either can marry who we want. You can only marry the non-erva.
Right, but since you don't see them telling them to both brothers, so I guess it's not as much. It's not as much they're telling them they have the other brothers, so therefore, you know, one of them did. You don't see that Dafka, he had to marry that one, because that's all they got married. It's not as much a raya. When it's two brothers, it looks like exactly fits the puzzle, this and that. But it's a tzricha, so at least it's an episode of Chiddush. Kamash lo yet. Then last thing the Rishon says, Zuhi sha'omru ha'choysa k'shiyevimta chalatsa saris of emes. Zuhi l'muti mai. What we're saying, this is the case, and not the case. What we're coming to l'mute? It's a mitzvah l'zev, it's a mitzvah l'zev. They were saying only this case where it's a real erva, that's where you muta tera chayso. Masha'inkin, if one of the sisters is only a iser derabbanon, iser mitzvah, iser shniyos, then you cannot marry the sister. So Gemara is a kasha, that we already said already. Hasulamali, haino hach, that's in earlier on in the Mishnah. Malicha malitrei, just like by one brother. We said, well, one brother had an iser mitzvah. We said he's not muta the other one. Here with the iser mitzvah, there's a different iser mitzvah in each one. Why should it be any better? Malitrei. Maybe the only reason why we don't say that is because Xera otu the sheni, he'll think you'll let him marry a chayzu kasa. But here we're doing this for each one. Maybe they'll be allowed. Avachad lekla migzar mishum sheni ema lahai akim na isa mitzvah makim isa erva, and therefore you can marry the other sister. Ulahai akim na isa mitzvah makim isa erva, you can marry the other sister. Kamash lo, no, you can't do it. Zog the Gemara Vaita. This Gemara is the exact same Gemara as Daftes Amar Beis. The whole Daftes Amar Beis was this size from Amar Rav to the Mishnah, and here it's even less. And here we have it in our Gemara, middle of our Amar. Amar Rav Yud, Amar Rav. Bechein Tani Rav Chia. Bekula Ani Kaira Behem. In all 15 Arayas, you could say Asur Lazem Ataras Lazem, Vachoyse Kishiyavim Toi Chletzes Yavamas. Every case in our Mishnah could be fit into this thing. We had in our Mishnah over here a case where there were two sisters that was Osir to Levi and Mutter to Yehuda. And the other one was Osir to Yehuda and Mutter to Levi. This is a Mardi Chiddush, that you can have two sisters that are Osir to one and Mutter to the other one. It's a little bit complicated. Now, all 15 cases are possible. That's what Rav Chiya says. So it comes Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, Rabbi Yehuda metargim mechamoy seveilech. Avashisa bov the reish aloi, my time akivin the bitev ainsim eskachas, lamasum eskachas, lamasum kamari, bainsim kamari. We'll speak this out outside. Then we'll read again inside again. The case of bitoy is problematic a little bit. We're saying bitoy is possible that Ashish Ruvain is the daughter of Levi, and Ashish Shimon is the daughter of Yehuda. Ashish Shimon is the daughter of Yehuda. Ashish Ruvain is a daughter of Levi, and Asher Shimon is a daughter of Yehuda. And that's the case over here. So now, it's a little complicated, because they have to be sisters also. If they're sisters, so for example, let's say, we're having Levi and Yehuda both parents of these kids, they're sisters, how's it possible? If the Levi is the mother of Rachel, Levi is the father of Rachel, so how is Yehuda the father of Leah and his sisters? The only way it's possible if they marry the same lady. The only way it's possible to have two sisters who are, one's a child of Levi, one's a child of Yehuda, and they're both sisters. How is it possible that they're both sisters and the one's a child of him, one's a child of him? How is it possible? They have to have the same wife, right? That's the only way possible, have the same wife. They're sisters to the mother. Are good? Only the same wife. The problem is that two brothers can't marry the same wife. That's awesome. You never can marry the same wife if they have children. If they don't have children, you can marry the same wife. That's called Ibum. But if not, you can't marry the same wife because they have children here. They have Bita here. So how is it possible to have Bita that are sisters and this one's daughter, this one's this daughter? How is it possible? So you know how it's possible? Po'insim. That if Levi's ma'anis a lady and has a child, then Yehuda's ma'anis the same lady and has a child, it's possible to have sisters. So the only way to have Bita in our Mishnah is only through Insim. Actually, the next five cases of Ben Bitoy, or whatever, Bas Benoy, or Bas Bitoy, that's possible to have even without, that's possible to have an instance. It's very simple. That the first cousins married the same wife. That's Mutter to do. They both married the same wife because they're children. The case of Einstein, not Mamzerim, no.
Not married to the first
one. No, they're the Einstein, they're not. And so it's only Shai of Einstein. So Yehuda says, I don't want to understand the Mishnah, a case of Einstein. Rehuda Matargim, Mechamoisa Ve'elech, Avasisa Bava de Reisha Loi. My time, given the Bitoi, but Einstein was Kachas, was only possible by Einstein, and not by Nasuin, like we just explained, Nasuin loves Kachas law, but Nasuin Kamari, but Einstein loi Kamari. It's possible by Nasuin, but not points. We want our Mishnah talking about Dafka Nasua, not points. And therefore, Rav Chiya is not going on that case. And once he wasn't talking about Bitoy, the first six are all in the parasha of Bitoy, so he kept the first six. That's one thing. He says, no, it could be even Bitoy, since it's possible. He buys points to have, he buys soon to have. Let it be points, he wants to, and I don't care. Aval, the one of the last cases, the one of the last cases of the 15, it's not possible. It's only for your Shimon it's possible. We'll explain how the case is possible and not for your Rabbanon. But put the like amir. So now like this. Before we get to how it's possible for your Shimon, just to explain why it's very problematic. How could Eshach Shaloya Rilamboy be on one brother and not the other brother? Usually, if for the first brother, it's Eshach Rilamboy, the second brother, it's for sure Eshach Rilamboy. So how could it be Eshach Shaloya Rilamboy for one brother and then for the next brother, it's not? How is it possible? So that's why it's not possible, Ervel Zeh, how is it possible? Both not in the world yet. So that's the problem. The only way it's possible is via Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon has the aside that if a brother is married, if someone's married after someone else did Yibum, then it's not called Eshach Shaloya Rilamboy. For example, in a regular case, not in our case, but in a regular case, let's say a Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. If Reuven dies and Levi was not born yet, and Levi was born now, Levi cannot marry Reuven's wife, did Yibum, because Eshach Shaloya Rilamboy. But if Reuven dies, then Shimon does Yibum, and then Levi's born, then it's Mutter. Because Levi was born after Shimon was married. That's the law of Rav Shimon. So if you're Rav Shimon, it's possible to have a case, there's two brothers, and they'll be possible to have Eshach Shaloya Rilamboy one, not the other one. And here our Gemara gives us a treat. The Gemara is going to tell us how it happens. So the Gemara, Rav Safra Matar Gemaf, Eshach Shaloya Rilamboy, Umashkach Shaloya Vashisach, it's possible for six brothers, Valibra de Rav Shimon. And according to Rav Shimon, Vesimonech, what's the simon? Mace, which means what, the brother dies, Noilad, the other brother is born, Vayibim, the Zibim, Mace, Nelvibim. What exactly is the case? I don't want to give names because Umar gives the names. So the Umar tells you the case. Mamash. Ruvain, Vashimin, Nesu, and Shteachayis. You have Ruvain, Vashimin married two sisters. Let's say Rachel and Leah. Levi, Vihuda, Nesu, and Shteachayis. Levi, they married two Nachriyas because we wanted to have a case where you have Tsaras. So Levi and Yehuda married two Nachriyas, not sisters. They married two people. Mace Reuven. Now Reuven dies. Remember, we want to have sisters. We want to have Surah Zem, Matar Zem, we want to have sisters. So Mace Reuven, Noilad Yisachar. So let's keep Cheshbon. Reuven dies, Yisachar is born. Eishas Reuven is also to Yisachar, because Yisachar was born now. The Yibim Levi. Levi does Yibim. And Levi does Yibim on Eishas Reuven. Okay? Then Mace Shimon. Shimon dies. Now, Shimon dies, his wife is mutter to Yisachar, because Yisachar was born already. But then, Noilad Zvulun. And now, Shimon's wife is also to Zvulun. Now, is Zvulun mutter to Reuven's wife? If you're of Shimon, yes. Why? Because Zvulun was born after Levi did Yibum. So, Noilad Zvulun, the Yibim Yehuda. Now, Yehuda did Yibum. Now, Mesu Levi Yehuda, remember, there are two sisters, these two Yavamites. Mesu Levi Yehuda, Blei Banim, Venaflu Kam Yisachar, Vizvulun. So Asura Lezeh, Matar Lezeh, which means, for example, Reuven's wife is Asur to Yisachar, is Mutter to Zvulun, because Zvulun was born after Levi the Dibum. Vasura Lezeh, which is Shimon's wife, is Asur to Zvulun, Matar Lezeh, is Mutter to Yisachar. Vachoysoi Shehi Yevimta. And this is the case, Achoysoi Shehi Yevimta could be a Yevama, Gevaldik. So it's possible to have Eish Zach Shevlam, who has sisters, is Mutla Zev, Asura Zev, Mutla Zev, Asura Zev. Break the Gemara Kasha. Why do you need this case, this thing, to have Yehuda do Yibum? Even when Yehuda not doing Yibum, you still have the same halacha, Asura Zev, Mutar Zev. Remember, Eish Ruvin, who was Asur to Yisachar, married Levi, and then Shimon dies, and his wife is sister. Right now, right there, you have Asura Zev, Mutar Zev. Because Shimon's wife is Mutter to Yisachar. Shimon's wife is Mutter to Yisachar. But Levi's wife, Levi's new wife, is also to Yisachar. Mashenka to Zvulun, Levi's wife is Mutter to Yisachar. And Shimon's wife is also to Yisachar, to Zvulun. No, to Zvulun. The second one is Zvulun. So why did Yehuda to do Yibum? When did Yehuda do Yibum? Lovely Yibum, Yehuda, of Levi, do not Mishkachas law. And if the Gemara Mishum Tzara, we want to say the case of Tzara Sarva. So to have a Tzara Sarva, you have to have Yehuda who has original wife. Yehuda married her. And then Yehuda who married Shimon's wife is Osir to Zvulun, And therefore you have a case of tzaras erva. Afraid the Gemara, oh, you want to have tzaras like our Mishnah? You have the tzaras tzara also. Ha-teinuch tzara, tzaras the tzara mayik merus, where tzara the tzara. And for the Gemara, going to hodeh ve'yavinu nami god v'asher. The case was that after Levi and Yehuda died, so God and Asher did even on these two sisters. Not two tzaras. God and Asher did even on the two tzaras. Did even on the two tzaras. So now that they have original wives, their wives are Sarah, Sarah. And actually, it's possible. What?
God and Asher already
married four. Yeah, they were prior. Both of them were born prior. What the Shah is of Allah. And they both had wives, and therefore it's Sarah Sarah. And actually, Rashi is impossible that those Sarahs were sisters also. All those Sarahs were sisters also. So you can have Asura's Avatarza on the Tsara and on the Tsara Sarah, where they were sisters before. Agaponim, you can have all the cases. And here, our Gemara explained our case, and we went through Bita's Anusa, and that's how. And that's how we learned the whole Mishnah of Chia Kabi on all 15 cases of our Mishnah.